Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number 2 on the beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Let's jump back into the debate. The biggest talker in the state today. And with us right now is 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips. Like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming on, as always. I know you were very pleased with the performance of the candidate you are supporting, Vice President Kamala Harris. But let me pivot to this. When we get past how Harris supporters, yourself included, are happy about what happened last night, how confident are you that last night's performance is going to influence undecided voters and cause them to vote for Harris when we get to November 5th?
Well, I, of course, it's hard to be totally objective, but I can't imagine being an independent voter last night and watching that debate and somehow feeling that Donald Trump would be a more competent, steady and effective leader for the United States of America. Conversely, I think Kamala Harris surprised a lot of people, myself included. Many of us had high hopes, but modest expectations, considering Donald Trump's antics on a debate stage. And I think she shined. The buzz here in Washington is almost euphoric, almost as exciting as it was during the Democratic National Convention. So we were pleased. And I have to say, Chad, that now there is one old incompetent man in the race, and his name's Donald Trump. And I think that showed quite vividly last night on national television in a way that none of us could have anticipated.
Let's stay with Harris, and I will reiterate to you what I said earlier. I think it was a decisive victory for Harris. I do. But I was troubled that multiple times, and we certainly know Donald Trump can meander with the best of them. So I'm not saying Harris is the only one. But I thought three separate times last night, including the first question on, are we better off 4 years ago today than now? Then asked about immigration changes and different approaches, if you had the opportunity, on the administration's departure from Afghanistan. And she just turned them into attacks against Trump. And by the way, all sorts of politicians do it. But if party reputation is kind of a word salad, meandering, I thought those were ample specific times where if she's trying to appeal to undecided voters, that not only can you criticize Trump, which she was going to, you can also provide decisive answers. And on those three points, I didn't think she met the standard.
And Shannon, I have to agree. You know from my number of interviews with you on CCO that it's my great source of frustration in Washington is the unwillingness and perhaps inability of people in elected office to just answer a question. And political pragmatism and self-preservation always take precedence. I would have liked to see her acknowledge that while our macroeconomy is extraordinarily strong, that 60% of Americans are still living paycheck to paycheck and don't feel economically secure. Acknowledge that and then present your proposition on how to fix it. As for Afghanistan, yes, it was tragic. We lost 13 soldiers that day. It was a messy, unfortunate circumstance, a poorly coordinated withdrawal. But, of course, she could have then pivoted to say, we have to own that. But it was Donald Trump that initiated this. So there are examples, I think you just referenced a few, where a straight answer, I think, would attract even more voters. I think that's why so many people continue to be disappointed in elected officials. But she seems strong and resolute, competent, and I think got under his skin in a way that nobody, Democrats or Republicans, since 2015 have been able to do.
I want to play you a quick soundbite from Donald Trump last night, which is utter nonsense. And if I would have told you 10 years ago when we were with our boy Jay and I said a former president and a future president is going to say this, you would have said, what are you talking about? This is a little bit of Donald Trump last night.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
That's a former president, Dean Phillips, on just a bizarre conspiracy theory. And by the way, there are one or two people have suggested that geese have all of a sudden, they're gone. Okay. When authorities have looked at this, when journalists have looked at this, there is 0.0.0% credibility to this. And he still traffics in a conspiracy theory. If he's the last thing he sees on True Social, Twitter, or Laura Loomer, who's flying on this plane, tells him, he'll just spew it out.
And Chad, you know, all I can say is to all the people listening, and I have respect for those who see politics and policy different than I do, you know, but anybody who may have criticized President Biden for his physical decline or challenging his competencies or his mental state.
Can I just chime in? And some of that was fair, yeah. Right?
Oh, so, and I think some of it was fair. He, you know, he is old. He is in decline.
Yep.
But now he's not in the race. And now one man who's clearly in decline is in the race. I don't know how an American could objectively watch that last night, listen to those words about people eating, I don't know, cats and dogs. It's so bizarre. And all I can say is this. This is a man who's wants to be the president, who will have his hand on the nuclear button, who has to make life and death decisions every single day, and we would expect to be a critical thinker. And he meant it last night. This is not a joke. This was not sarcasm. This is a man who absolutely believes that people were doing that. So all I would say to people listening is if you're comfortable with a man who clearly believes that there are people eat dogs and cats in Springfield, I, you know, simply see it quite differently, and it scares the you-know-what out of me. And it's obnoxious, it's pathetic, and frankly, if there's anybody in this race now or even before who clearly is facing cognitive impairment, it surely is Donald Trump.
Yeah, I want to stay with that because Donald Trump, the individual who came down the escalator in 2015 and has dominated politics since then, right? He blew away the Republican field of, I think it was 16 in 2015 and early 2016, pulled off a remarkable upset over Hillary Clinton, was the president for 4 years, lost to Joe Biden, and really hasn't backed away at all. If you are objective and you watch interviews with Trump in 15 and 16, and you watch now, he's not the same person. He just isn't.
Well, not close. And not only is he not close, and I, as you know, I've spent time with the former president. I've been in the White House Situation Room with him. I've been very candid on your show about those elements of his disposition and perspectives and articulations that drive me just crazy, and other elements where I can understand why people are attracted to his presentation. But it's hard not to recognize that this is a man who is not well, who will be 82 years old at the end of the next presidential term. And I'm quite surprised that people in our country right now have the intellectual capability to somehow criticize Joe Biden's capabilities and turn a blind eye to what was so present and dangerous and frankly just bizarre last night. And reminding everybody listening too, you know, that Kamala Harris has chosen a vice president candidate in Governor Walz, who is a 24-year National Guardsman, who has been a teacher, who has been a governor, who has been a congressman, a very experienced man. Donald Trump has chosen someone who has served 2 years in the United States Senate, and that's it. That's it. And if you want an 82-year-old man who's in decline, as bizarre and strange acting as he is, with a man with 2 years of Senate experience who's demonstrated no ability to lead or demonstrate competency or integrity, you know, it's become awfully clear to me, and I hope I consider myself to be amongst the most objective members of the Democratic caucus, willing to speak the truth about my own party, its deficiencies, its leaders who have disappointed me. But boy, Chad, in this case, I just cannot imagine looking at this any differently than there's one qualified candidate of character and one who is a very dangerous person to this country and to the world.
If I squeeze in a quick break, can you hang for a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
Congressman Dean Phillips, 3rd District Congressman Phillips, is back with us in moments on CCO.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dean Phillips back with us. I'm going to read a text here. I'm a moderate independent, and when you disparage Trump the way you do, it makes me want to vote for him. By doing this, you're helping to elect him. I have never once blamed individuals who are voting for Donald Trump. I disagree with you. I don't think he's qualified for the job. I think he demonstrated it once again last night. I think he demonstrates that on a regular basis. If you think I am some far left individual, you're not paying attention. Part of the reason why I support this guy, Dean Phillips, is he's a moderate. He's a centrist. I vote for Republicans frequently in elections. I will again. So giving direct opinions about someone who you think is an outlier in some way, you get to disagree. But to say I'm going to vote for that person because somebody is critical of him seems odd to me. So you make this point in a more elaborate way where we can be strong in our views, but in a lot of other ways we can find commonality. And I would assume with this texture I could find more of that. But, you know, it's too much of, if you're on this side, you're the devil. If you're on my side, you're flawless. What do you want to say about that part, Dean? Uh-oh. Wait. I can hear the connection. We had him. Why don't you put him back on hold, Chris, and just check with him. We're trying to continue the conversation with Congressman Dean Phillips. We had him, and then maybe he just couldn't hear us for a little bit. That happens. You got phone. Oh, listen, I have phone issues. You have phone issues. I think we have Dean back. All right. I think we got you back. What do you want to say?
What I want to say is this. Yeah, I have great admiration and respect for the traditional Republican Party, for conservatism. No party has a monopoly on good ideas and effective governance. And we need a marketplace of ideas. This is not about a party or its principles or its policies. This is about a person. And this person last night was very clear. He wishes to further withdraw women's reproductive rights. The president in my lifetime to do so. This is a man who would not say on national television that he wants to see Ukraine beat Russia. He wouldn't say it. This is a man who wishes to impose 20% tariffs on wide swaths of consumer goods coming into our country, which is a tax because prices go up. This is a man who is not a decent man, who is disparaging, mean-spirited, and a liar. It's not about a party. It's not about principles. It's not about policy. It's about a man. So to anybody listening who wants to maybe vote for him because I'm telling you how I feel about the guy, that's, of course, your prerogative. But I want to ensure you that I have respect for conservative principles. The sad truth is this is not a man who embodies them.
Well, I want to get back to your point on Ukraine. And this is when passionate, longtime conservatives tell me they love Trump. I'm left shaking my head. This is an option of Ukraine, which, by the way, is far from a flawless country, has corruption, has issues, but Ukraine right now is being overrun by a KGB thug who is trying to put the band back together. And if he gets Ukraine, good luck to Poland. We have no idea where he's going. This is the layup of all layups, Dean, to just say, yes, of course we want the war to end. That's a given. Everybody wants the war to end, but we want the war to end with Ukraine winning. It just isn't easy, and it just raises, again, the dynamic of Trump and Putin when he gives that bizarre answer.
Well, rest assured, had he been asked the question who he wants to see win between Israel and terrorists attacking Israel, you know what he would have said without missing a beat.
Right.
We've long suspected there is some strange relationship between Donald Trump and the Russian regime and Putin. When Kamala Harris advised him of world leaders' perspective on Donald Trump, the only man he referenced as a supporter was Orban from Hungary. I was just in Budapest last week. Let me tell you, this is not a man who should be appreciated, respected, or revered in any sense of the word. And let me tell you, the person who would be most disturbed and disgusted right now is Ronald Reagan, because the very principles that he espoused, that were the bedrock of his conservatism, are being destroyed by Donald Trump. And my colleagues, traditional conservatives, are aghast. But as you know, we have a system that rewards, again, the cowardice that is so dangerous and not supporting courage. And that's why I hope voters will be the ones that demonstrate courage at a time this country surely needs it.
Okay, let's talk about the remembrance and where we're at because of what this day means. This is 23 years after 9/11, when thousands of Americans were murdered, when innocent individuals at work, going to work, on a plane, were brutally killed. When you think back that day and where we are now, what strikes you most?
I'll tell you, Chad, it saddens me to say this, but what strikes me most is I don't think we've made a lot of progress in rectifying the challenges and the circumstances that led to that tragedy. In fact, a similar one played out in Israel on October 7th of last year when 1,200 people were brutally murdered by terrorists with a very similar ideology. I also want to invoke the memory of my dear friend Gordy Ameth, who was my classmate at Blake, a friend, a teammate on our football team, a wonderful guy who called his parents to say he was okay because he was in the second tower. And, of course, never heard from again. And his name is the first one etched in the memorial in New York City. And he's just one of 2,977 that died that day. And thousands more have died since because of the toxic effects of the rubble. And I just, this is another area where I think voters, as we go to the polls here in November, should be very mindful of what we face, what still has to be done, and the risks of incompetence in the White House. It is terribly consequential, Chad, and the sad truth is there are millions of people that still want to attack us and destroy us for no other reason than who we are and what we stand for, which is freedom and liberty and decency and the ability to live side by side with people who do see things differently. So I would ask and encourage everybody listening to think about that, because that's what separates us from so many around the world who would rather use guns and knives and bullets to destroy one another if you eat, think, live, or act differently than those who live next door to you. And I think we have a lot of soul searching to do in this country to ensure that we remain that international beacon for the good character that we're known for. And that's what I'm thinking about today and have tried to do every day in my service to our country in the last 6 years, is make us safer, more collegial, and more grateful for our many blessings.
So I want to just stay with your friend Gordy Amuth. You know, as you know very well, he was honored in Wayzata a few years ago with the memorial. It's metal and it's also a piece of glass from Ground Zero. That piece of glass was found near Gordy's body and was taken from New York City to Wayzata. Now that glass is gone. Yep. And police believe the artifact was not smashed but forcefully removed. We've been playing the soundbite during our news update from Laura Oaks, from the chief in Wayzata, saying he's hoping it was kids who didn't realize the significance. I hope so, too, because if anybody did this to damage a memorial to someone whose life was lost, excuse me, in 9/11, that would just be a disgusting act and would be uncalled for in every single way.
I couldn't agree more. And sadly, this happens too often. Desecration of tombstones and theft of memorials. And, you know, that's kind of goes part and parcel with what I just said moments ago.
Yeah,
you know, what
kind
of country do we want to be, and how are we going to raise our kids? And, you know, I've seen the decency of conservatives and progressives all around this country. And I think we have some important work ahead to ensure future generations, A, know our history, both the good and the bad and the ugly, but also respect it and appreciate it and make sure that the rule of law remains true in the United States, because we're seeing an erosion of that in our cities and in our country and even at the federal level. And that's something I think I'll need to be a little bit more mindful of and try to recapture.
Congressman Dean Phillips of the 3rd District with us. As always, Dean, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Chad. Many thanks.
Dean Phillips with us. In an hour, we're going to speak more extensively about 9/11 and include you in the conversation. Let's pause, get to traffic and weather in moments on CCO. Have you announced our music theme yet today? I don't believe you have, Chris Stubbs, in for Dave Harrigan today.
I have not. It is about disagreeing and fighting over things.
Disagreeing and fighting.
Disagreeing and fighting, since that seemed to be the tone of last night's
yes.
debate.
I don't know how much disagreeing and fighting there will be October 21st. I wouldn't mind a little. You know, some sort of melee with, I don't know.
A Donnybrook?
Two former CCO personalities, a present CCO personality, a former personality. I don't want to be a part of it. I want no part of it. I want to be Switzerland. But I'm now calling for some sort, I don't know, fisticuffs, maybe a shouting match. If Carter was going to be there, I would want him to be in the middle.
See, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a wrestling guy. So we need to figure out who's going to book the night.
Set it up.
Because we got to figure this out. Yes.
No. Well, I think we all should be ripping Carter. Iceland. Okay. I mean, you can go to Iceland anytime you want. CCO, a 100-year celebration. Present CCO personalities, past CCO personalities, a great moment at Chan Hessen Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic place in this town, decade after decade after decade.
Priorities, I guess.
Apparently doesn't care about where he works. He just wants to go on another one of his trips. That show's on a trip every other day. Josephson, Jordana, Carter. It's a good gig, man, to be on that show.
What is their gallivanting budget? Because they are gallivanting and frolicking all over.
Unlimited. Mm. By the way, gallivanting, excellent word. We don't gallivant enough.
No. I mean, if there's a show that's about I feel like this show should be more about gallivanting, and they're traveling.
We're non-gallivanting.
Non-gallivanting.
We're here every single day. When is there another Twins Day game? Come on. Next week. So when is this event? October 21st. Only a limited amount of tickets are available. It's a Monday, so let's be honest, Tubbs. We must be saving money. I mean, we got to be saving money. I mean, come on. We must.
What else are you going to do on a Monday?
We must be saving money. Dinner and a show, a full program of reminiscing and storytelling. I plan on talking for 2.5 hours. I'm going to get the mic, and I'm not leaving.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. No, I will not be talking for 2.5 hours.
How much of that is going to be just you and Harrigan just singing the overrated, underrated, properly rated song on a loop?
Well, that'll be an hour and a half. We will have the entire crowd singing. It's time. Okay. So where do you get the tickets? WCCORadio.com. I just went to it, by the way. Just went to WCCORadio.com. It's easy just clicking. You just click it right there. It will genuinely be a great night. So love to see you there, October 21st, Chanhassen Dinner Theater. I'm a fraud. Here's how I will establish that: two parts. And Jason was talking about this some yesterday. I spotted it again today. Target workers everywhere downtown. I work downtown. I'm down here outside of the visits to the Western White House 99% of the time. 99% of the time. Don't tell me Minneapolis during the day is not safe. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. The evidence is overwhelming. Minneapolis needs more police. We have had some terrible stories at night lately. That is legit. We have not punish people appropriately enough when they've been involved in various crimes. But during the day, downtown Minneapolis is very safe. Do we have outline events? Yes, we do.
Everywhere does.
We had those in 2005. We had those in 1995. And again, anytime it does happen to somebody, that's horrible. That is horrible. But the idea it never happened before, get out of here. So, yeah. More people should get their butts back down here, Target included. But I had business to attend to yesterday. And so I had to go to a quick meeting here, left right away. Mm-hmm. Normally we have, you'll be a part of this, 5-6 hour show meeting. Review segment by segment. Yeah. You enjoy those 5-6 hour
I
meetings.
Love it.
Yeah, exactly. 5-6 hour. If I leave early today, stay, I'm coming back. Okay, so if you see me like walking that way towards my car, I'm coming back.
Okay,
so,
good.
So don't
it's
leave.
Good. It's good to know. I won't tell you goodbye then.
So I'm going out west, okay, and I'm going to hop on 394, and there are approximately 500,000 cars heading west. Apparently, every Target employee, hey, have you heard of St. Paul? Have you heard of Woodbury? Have you heard of Eagan? Have you heard of Lakeville? Target, let's go. So it is madhouse, and I'm going to another meeting. La-di-da, good for me. Today, the meeting will involve, God, there's another awful drive to start the round. Okay, but this was a legitimate meeting. Here's where I'm a fraud. I want U.S. Bank to come back. I want Target to come back.
You want the good old days.
I want Hennepin County to come back. I want to have the Skyways return. I want to see friends. I want bustling activity in downtown Minneapolis. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, even without Target coming down here, it's about 80%, I'd say. But the Skyways are toast because you can't make a business work for 3 days a week.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. Sad is the right word. Working down here, 16 years with the Wolves, living down here for 3 years, and then working here since 2009, There are a number of people I saw enough of the businesses where I'm not saying we were socializing. We weren't exactly going to each other's houses. But you get to know people, or you just have respect for the work, the food, the convenience store, whatever it might be, the dry cleaning, all the different individual businesses.
Yeah, it was like a little community with a lot of these businesses because you see them and you kind of get a chance to, it's like, hey, I know that so-and-so is going to be here. I can at least say hi, and you can develop a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a camaraderie with them.
Yeah. But here's where I'm a fraud. Here's where I'm a fraud. I want everybody to come back, but I want you to know when I'm leaving, and I want you to clear the area when I'm going back out to the Western
side. So basically, you're Moses, then. You just want to clear.
That's
you want
fine.
Part 394 like the Red Sea.
No, I don't want 394. I want the entrance to 394. Is that on 12th Street right there, whatever street? I want that. I want the greatest invention of all time, which is mine. It is digital communications on the front and back of your car, where it will say, excuse me, I'm allowed to go ahead of you and get on 394.
That's a good idea.
Seems fair to me.
God, what would you call that, though?
The greatest invention.
Greatest
invention. So this is where I'm a fraud. I want all these people coming back. I don't want it to take me 30 minutes to get on 394 and then to be in a parking lot on 394. So I'm a fraud.
Can you put maybe, I don't know, curfews on people that are that live out in Plymouth or Maple Grove or, you know, St. Louis Park?
There's a lot of West out
there. If you live to the west of downtown, you need to be off the roads or out of my way by such and such a time.
But sometimes I stay down for a meeting or sometimes I stay up. I just want to be able to punch at a signal where people need to know when they need to leave to create more room for me.
Can't they just follow you on Twitter or Chet Hartman?
Well, I don't know if I want to say, hey, I'm a happy hour at OD's each time, or you know, I got a meeting here. So I'm a fraud on the traffic, and that's where I want to go tied to this, and I want more feedback on this. And yes, my tongue is firmly in cheek. It's September 11th. We'll talk about the significance of September 11th in 45 minutes. Has this been one of the worst construction summers of all time? Or again, is it just affecting me? Because I feel like this summer, no matter where I go, in particular, if you're going to primary places and they're having construction, what a shocker, it's there the next day. And it's there for a month. I feel like this summer has been an all-time construction fiasco. And this is another area of fraud. Because when money is offered up to the legislature on improving our roads, here I am. Yes. Now, I have highly criticized the Walz administration for spending all of the surplus. I thought that was ridiculous. They
should have gotten some back.
Plenty should have come back. And also, you could even have done a crazy thing and adjusted tax rates. You could have made things a little more beneficial. You didn't have to just run the table. But as Kurt Dowd, former Speaker of the House, has said to us on the show multiple times, if the Republicans had the same opportunity, they would have done the same thing just with their own policies. For you, has this been a complete cluster, you know what, with road construction this summer? Or is this quintessential recency bias for me? That I'm just thinking about what I'm seeing now and I'm forgetting what I saw last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What are your thoughts on the driving situation and the road construction situation? And by the way, even though it's driving me nuts, because it's a part of where I'm driving every day, I still want us to dramatically improve our roads, because if you drive to other cities, we're still woefully short with the highway situation. And by the way, light rail, not enough people are going to be headed back downtown for light rail to really be worth it. And I'm glad, you know, when we get to Southwest Light Rail, and that's at about, I don't know, $3.5 billion by the time it finishes, just a guess. What do you want to say? Phone call or text 651-461-9226. That's a good question about the big 100-year celebration. You can get all that info, WCCRadio.com. Will there be an open mic at this event for listeners to ask questions? Closer to Brad Lane, that could be either great or problematic.
Open bar with the open mic?
Is he Mr. Hey, take more calls? Come on, Lane, you're Mr. Take More Calls. Let's get a few cocktails in the listeners. Get a few cocktails in the hosts, past and present. Could get feisty.
CCO, uncensored.
Yes. Try driving a truck 12 hours a day in this nightmare with the idiot Minnesota drivers. No, thank you. What kind of long-term driver would you be if every day you had to drive? Now, by the way, I'm a very skilled driver. I mean, people are telling me I'm a very skilled driver.
Well, no, nobody's ever said, you know what? I am a really crappy, erratic, and dangerous driver.
Oh, I know some people in my life who I let them know. You're not
but
a good
they
driver.
Won't say it themselves. Everybody thinks that they're a good driver.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair. I would not enjoy that.
Eight, ten hours
of driving every day?
No. I mean,
thank you for doing it.
I get tired of the, you know, hour and a half driving every day. But I love driving down here to my job.
Maybe when our whole Minneapolis area isn't under total road construction, more people will come back. People aren't coming back. Maybe a little bit. It's destination, baby. That's what it is. It's sad. And if you own some of these buildings where more and more people are leaving, good luck to you.
Yeah, I was really excited when I took this job, when I get the call from Houston to come up to Minneapolis. Like, one of the things that I love growing up in a small town in southwestern Minnesota is every time that I'd come to the cities, there's just so many things going on, so many different things to experience, and you find out, like, it's just not that way anymore. And it makes me sad. It really does. It's very disheartening.
If you need to use the sun's position of the day, day versus night, to promote a city's safety factor, then you've already lost the argument. Example, Winona is safe regardless of time of day or night. I like Winona. I've spent time in Winona multiple times in my life. Give me a break on options for entertainment between Winona and Minneapolis. And again, I bet I'll go to Winona again sometime in the next year or two. It's beautiful. But you got, about 10,000 more options if you like that in Minneapolis versus Winona. Okay, so they're different places. They're great, but I'm sorry. To me, I want to have both. If you're eliminating one, I think that you're making a mistake. By far the worst construction season ever. I drive for catering. It takes me twice as long. Way too much construction going on. It's the biggest scam. I don't think it's a scam, but it does wear us out. Former Congressman Vin Weber, early next hour.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.